You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I am Jordan, I'm here with Sarah and Davey, and we've just had the YouTube and radio talk. So YouTube and radio, it's not something you normally associate with each other. Like student radio stations, they have great Twitters, great Facebook, YouTube not so much. So why is that?
Yeah, so basically I think there's a barrier of entrance to video that is still a bit higher than the other media. Facebook or Twitter, you know, either by text or actually by images and so on, it's a bit easier to build up an audience, to appear the way you want, and you have less, you know, learning curve, right? But video, you need, you know, a certain equipment. So while we see this changing, right, because people, you know, just start in their rooms, you know, PewDiePie is in his room and has 54, you know, million people following him, it's still something that requires a bit of learning. So I think that's where, you know, radios who want to actually push themselves and get more branding will have to go. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I will ask you, why are you not using YouTube?
Well, that's a good question. So Demon, I think because we, as they said, we do have a TV station, but obviously there is a lot of content we could create with the radio, but I think it's just there's sort of a focus on the radio to be the radio and the TV to be the TV. So it's kind of, instead of collaborating, because you spoke a lot about collaborating in the session, instead of collaborating, it's sort of disassociating the two.
So I will say in that case that you should watch PewDiePie videos, as I mentioned in the session, and switch off the video and just listen to it. And just imagine yourself listening to a radio program. And like, just after that, email me and tell me if you found like a difference between a radio program and PewDiePie speaking. I think that they are quite similar. And that's why I think that it could work for any radio station. So just put a camera in front of you, record yourself, and see how it works.
Do you think, although it's easy enough to just put a camera in front of two presenters that are hosting a show, do you think it's important that, although it's radio, you create content like Carpool Karaoke, where it's original content that still benefits the radio but can be seen on YouTube as sort of an interactive, yeah, media?
Definitely. I mean, that is a yes, a big yes. And I also will suggest to do things that could work in both media. For example, like Innuendo Bingo is a really good example, where you can laugh if you are only listening, but you can laugh even more if you are watching like the video, like people spitting water to each other in the faces, right? So I think that if you are able to create content that could work in both media, that would be the win-win situation. And there are people doing it. BBC Radio 1 is doing it. And I think that, for example, James Corden, he's doing TV and YouTube. And before him, everyone was like, oh, YouTube is the competitor of TV. And if you see what James Corden has done in YouTube, it's amazing. So if you can find a format that could work in both worlds, that would be the win situation.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like if you look at YouTube, and I think we talked about the 10 fundamentals of creative strategy, what you see is that formats, as you said, video, original video formats are obviously what really works on YouTube, right? So if you can get there, it's amazing. So I think you have, you know, a different range of content that you can do, because, you know, there's live also on YouTube, right? But there's also AVOD, so you can have searchable trend. You can also take a bit more distance. Before, you know, radio is live, right? Fundamentally, you can take a bit more distance and have different content. It doesn't mean you have to do exactly the same, but having something that works on both, that gets the listener in, and then having other creative formats can work. It really depends on you. You know, Hot 97 or all the guys, you know, in hip-hop especially, do little, you know, 60-second interview in a creative way with a certain, you know, photographic direction and so on. It's very easy. The guys come to the radio, they shoot that very fast. They might air it on radio later, they might do different things, but, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to do the same exactly as well.
And lastly, 3,200 subscribers across all of the stations. It's not brilliant. You said you want to see it rise. Do you think it's going to rise?
So from what I heard in the session, I think that people is focused on the their own channels, mm-hmm. and that is why they are not growing the radio station channels, because they don't see the benefit on it. So what I will say to that is, send me all the links to all your personal channels, and we can make it happen. Because at the end, you are from radio stations, and if you are growing your own channels, that means that the platform is winning, and you are winning, and we are all winning. So it will be the same. So if you are able to grow your own channels, that will be fine too.